Wood can mean soler in Spanish, and used to can also mean soler. So how do you know when to use would and when to use used to when you speak about the past? We're going to explain everything in this episode of
Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig.
Hello and welcome. My name's Craig.
And my name's Reza.
And together we're going to improve your English by growing your grammar, perfecting your pronunciation, and vocalizing your vocabulary.
And what's more than that, we're going to take it all up to the next level.
Well said, my friend. How are you doing this week?
I'm not too bad at all. What about yourself?
Pretty good. To start this week, to kick us off, to begin the episode, we have a voice message from listener Miguel, who asks us about would and used to. So let's listen to Miguel's voice message.
Hello, Craig and Reza. I have a question about how to use would, used to, in affirmative, in questions. What is the meaning or the translation of would and used to in Spanish? Thank you for everything. See you later.
Thank you, Miguel, for your message. And I love the sound of your baby in the background.
Baby, or was it a dog? I thought I heard a dog and a baby in the background, Miguel. Could you let us know?
Definitely a baby. Was there a dog? Do you have a dog as well? It's lovely.
It sounded like a kind of barking sound. Like a...
It sounded like a very busy family. So thanks to Miguel's comment, we're going to speak today about used to and would. But also, for your information, we have spoken about these two words and expressions before. If you go to episode 6... Ooh, when did we do episode 6?
Ooh, in the prehistoric period, I think.
31st of January 2014.
Wow, we've been around a long time, haven't we?
We spoke about used to, be used to, get used to. Those three ways of using used to. So to find that episode, go to inglespodcast.com/6. Also, in episode 71, we spoke about the difference between could and would. That's inglespodcast.com/71. And we spoke about the pronunciation of would, which can be difficult for Spanish speakers, back in episode 36. So for the pronunciation of would, go to inglespodcast.com/36. Reza, so when do we use used to and when do we use would? How would we use those?
Well, let's just check first what our listeners already know for sure, that would is used as a conditional and used to is not. That much you know. For example, if I won the lottery, I would buy a big house. That's would. However, we've checked what you do know about would. But what about when used to and would can be the same? Well, for past habits, they can be the same. Things that used to be true but aren't now. Craig, could you explain a little further, please?
Well, for example, I used to live in London. You used to live in Belfast. Now we live in Valencia. So it's not true now, but it was true in the past that we lived in those different cities. Can I say I would live in London?
No.
Why not?
Because it isn't a habit. You can only say would for past repeated actions or habits, not for situations.
So I can say, for example, I used to live in London, and when I lived in London, I used to work in an office, and I would get the bus every morning.
Yep, you can say would for that.
I would get the bus every morning. It's something I did in the past continually. It's a past habit that's not true now. So I can say I used to get the bus, or I can say I would get the bus. And the meaning is the same.
So would is to talk about repeated past actions, including habits. But it's not to talk about past situations, only used to.
Have you ever worked in Belfast?
Yes, I used to work in Belfast, yeah.
So give us a couple of example sentences about things you used to do when you worked in Belfast and things you would do on a regular basis when you lived there.
I used to take the bus to work in the morning, and I would often take the bus home, but I would also often take the train home when I wanted to vary my route. So I used to live about 7 miles out of the centre, so I had to go in on public transport. I couldn't walk.
And what would you do when the weather was bad?
When the weather was bad, I would still take the bus and just get wet a little bit, walking to the bus stop and back, because there was a bus lane, or there used to be a bus lane. I suppose it hasn't changed. There used to be a bus lane. And so I would take the bus because it was quicker than driving because of the bus lane. So maybe I was going to get a bit wet, but it was worth it to save the time.
Did you used to use a bicycle in Belfast?
No, I didn't used to cycle that much, no. I would, from time to time, use my bike at the weekend just to go down the river and have a bit of relaxation time, but not to go to work. I wouldn't often have used the bike to go to work.
So Miguel asked also about question forms with those two structures. And as I asked Reza, did you used to, so just use did with used to, did you used to go by bicycle? Did you used to go by bus? How did you used to go to work? Or would you? So just invert it, change the order. What would you do in bad weather? Would you take the bus in bad weather, or would you take the train? So that's the question form. I'll give you a couple of examples. When I was growing up in London, I used to go to the park with my best friend and play football. Or I can say I would go to the park because it was a continued action in the past. So we'd cycle to the local park. Notice the contraction. We would cycle. We'd cycle. We'd cycle to the local park, and we used to meet up with other kids, other children, to play football for a couple of hours before lunch. I used to want to stay longer, always, but my friend Graham would always make sure that we were home in time for lunch. He would always take me home in time for lunch. Okay, so we can use would, we can use used to for repeated past actions. Just remember, be careful when we're speaking about past states, estados, because you can't use would for a state like living. I used to live in London. You cannot say I would live in London. I used to have a beard, una barba. You cannot say I would have a beard, because having a beard is a state. It's not a repeated action.
Tell you what, Craig, I'm going to give you a very simple sentence in English. Can you translate it into Spanish?
I will do my best.
Here we go. I would often help you.
Solía ayudarte mucho.
That's one possible answer. Perfectly correct.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking two things. I was thinking that, and I was also thinking te ayudaría a menudo.
Right.
Here's the thing, because it has two translations, right, which are entirely different, because they're entirely different things.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as we said at the beginning, would can be conditional. I would help you, te ayudaría. Or it could be solía, te solía ayudar. Or simply just past, te ayudaba.
Yeah, and would you like, to go study.
Yeah. So how do you know what one it's going to be? Well, the context. If I won the lottery, I would buy a big house. That's conditional. Because it doesn't make sense any other way. Si ganara la lotería, compraría una casa grande. But if I say, when I was young, when I was young, that's the past. When I was young, I would often help you. Cuando era joven, a menudo te ayudaba, o a menudo te solía ayudar. We know from the context what the meaning of would is.
And also with would, you often get that time reference at the beginning before you use would. For example, when I was young, I would, or I remember living in the UK when I would. You don't need that necessarily with used to. You can say, I used to go to work by bus.
Or I used to help you often. You know it's got to be past. It can't be anything else. But with would, you have to think in the context to know what it means.
So for that reason, you need that time reference of speaking about the past before you use would. But very often, you can use them interchangeably. And also, you can use the past simple, of course, in the same way as used to, in the same way as would, to talk about repeated past actions. Any more comments on would or used to?
Be very careful about translating. There is no fixed translation of used to and would. Used to isn't always solía. It can be, but not necessarily. When I was young, I used to walk along the beach a lot. Cuando era joven, solía caminar por la playa mucho. Okay, solía. Good, fine. What about this? When I was young, I used to be fat. We can't say solía. Cuando era joven, estaba gordo. Or era gordo, maybe. But not solía. Solía ser gordo? No, doesn't work, does it?
No.
So used to doesn't always get translated as solía. It's only solía if it's an action. But if it's a state, you can't use solía.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And for more information and revision of used to, be used to, get used to, etc., go back to episode 6, inglespodcast.com/6.
Craig, would you like to tell the readers about some more feedback we've had?
Yeah, just a very quick thank you, a very huge thank you to Lenuto69 from Spain for his or her, I'm not sure, for your iTunes review and your 5 stars. Thank you. We do notice when people comment and give us stars on iTunes and when you subscribe. So don't forget to go to iTunes, even if you listen with our website, if you listen with the app on your mobile phone, if you subscribe on iTunes, it does help us to increase in the ranking, to get higher so that more people get to know about this podcast. So thanks a lot, Lenuto69. We really appreciate it.
We know some of our listeners are interested in having a one-to-one teacher. Them and an individual teacher, but they find it difficult to travel around and find one, or maybe there simply are no teachers near where you live. Well, don't worry, we have a possible solution to your problem. italki.com. Italki are an online internet service which provide native speakers to teach you English or any language you want at affordable prices. In fact, you can choose your own price. Because according to the experience, the qualifications and other factors, different teachers charge different prices. You can look at teachers' profiles, see when they're free, and at a time which suits you, book a lesson with a teacher. And if you want to give it a go, if you want to experiment, if you sign up through inglespodcast.com/italki, Italki will give you 100 credits, which should be enough to get you your first lesson free, and you can see if you like it. We're sure you will, and after that, you can carry on with that teacher, or even use a range of teachers. It's up to you. So if you're looking for convenient, affordable, and flexible lessons online, Craig and I are very proud to thank Italki for sponsoring us.
And now it's your turn to practice your English. Do you have a question for us or an idea for a future episode? We'd be more than happy to listen to your voice messages, your emails. Please tell us what you think. For voice messages, go to speakpipe.com/inglespodcast or send us an email to me, Craig, at inglespodcast.com.
Or to me, Reza, at belfastreza@gmail.com. Or else you could even leave us a video. For example, Mammon has left us another video. If you want to see her video, it's a lovely view from her room in Biescas in Teruel. Go to inglespodcast.com/152, episode 152, and you will see a link to that video.
Yes, and she's going to do more, like a kind of a vlog series. A vlog is a video log. So we will be publishing them in the show notes so you can get to know each other. Keep sending us your videos. You can find them in the show notes. And I think it's a great way for you, for the community to come together, to get to know each other. And we'd love it if you'd send us your videos. And also if you'd comment on videos that you see in the blog posts. Thank you for your lovely video, Mammon. I really, really enjoyed it. Any comments, Reza?
Me too, Mammon. A really nice video. Very professionally done. You're amazing.
Well done. She's a wizard.
Yeah, you are. You're a technical wizard and your English is pretty good as well.
Did you like the view?
What a view. Beautiful. With the snow-capped mountain. Lovely.
We did promise we'd go for a visit. We should go and see it.
Oh, yeah, we still intend to, Mammon. Whenever you've got a bit of free time and we coincide, we'll be up there, up in Biescas.
Just one comment about your video. Be careful, Mammon, of the difference between job and work. Remember, job is a countable noun. So you'd say, I've got too many jobs. I've got six jobs. I've got too many jobs. However, work is uncountable. So you've got a lot of work. And usually if you've got too many jobs, you've got a lot of work.
It looked like a really peaceful place to live. I envy you.
And before we go, I'd just like to read a quick email we received from Isabel Solibetch, I think. Sorry if I've mispronounced your name, Isabel. She says, Dear Craig and Reza, this is just a thank you for your generosity in having this free podcast. I'm listening you for at least 1 year. Better to say, I've been listening to you for at least 1 year. Use the present perfect continuous. I've been listening to you for at least a year, and I enjoy and appreciate your advice very much. I travel a lot for business, and you are with me in planes, boats, and trains. That's nice.
Well, it's nice to know we've been traveling for free. We don't even have to pay for a ticket.
We've been in Isabel's pocket. Yeah. To many, many lovely places. Isabel continues, I'm a strong supporter of your program and I recommend your podcast to all my friends and acquaintances. Please keep doing it. Isabel, P.S. Please detail me how I can sponsor you. Please give me details, better. Please give me details about how I can sponsor you. So for you, Isabel, and for anyone else who's interested in joining our Patreon program, we're trying to get enough money to pay for all the old episodes to get them transcribed. You can join our program by going to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/inglespodcast. And just click on the button and everything will be clear. So we'd like to thank our lovely sponsors. Who are they, Reza?
Our sponsors on Patreon are Lara, Carlos, Zara, Mamin, Juan, Sara, Corey Finnerin from Ivy Envy Podcast, Manuel García, Jorge, Raúl, Rafael, Manuel Tarazona, Mariel, Maite, Lorena, Pedro, Ana, and Maria. Thank you very much to all of you. And also a great thanks to Arminda from Madrid, who's continuing to transcribe the full transcriptions, so every single word, and she's done that for episodes 131, 134, 135, 136, and 138. And we think she's working on some more right now.
I'm sure by the time you hear this, there will be more transcripts available, because we do record these podcasts in advance. So I'm sure there will be more available on the website at inglespodcast.com.
Craig, what have we got lined up on next week's episode?
Well, next week, thanks to a listener question, we're going to speak about the history of Britain, but we're going to try and do it in 20 minutes. So all of the history of Great Britain on next episode in 20 minutes. Do you think we can do it?
Yeah, I think we can.
Join us next week for another episode of Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. It's goodbye from Reza.
And it's goodbye from Craig.
The music in this podcast is by Pitts. The track is called See You Later.
I used to live in London.
No, you didn't.
Oh, that's true.
You used to live in Belfast. Okay. I used to live in London.
Yeah, it's better if you said that, isn't it? Yeah.
I will try with my bad Spanish.
Okay, here's the sentence. Can you hear Paquito el Chocolatero in the background? That is the Fallas celebration.
Yeah, great. We're recording this podcast during the Fallas festival. So if it gets noisy in the background, that's the atmosphere here in Valencia.
Hi, Ross and Craig. This is Javier from Tolosa. This morning I was listening to last podcast, How to Tell Jokes in English. And I would like to tell you a joke. One person goes to the doctor, and the doctor asks, "Where does it hurt?" "Here." "Then go there." "Then go there," says the doctor. Oh my God. Bueno, bye. Thank you.